The power of vision. The reason Yerushalayim was established to be the center for Torah learning was that the Talmidim there would see its great Kedusha and the Kohanim involved with their Avodah. This would increase their Yiras Shamayim and Torah learning. From the Arizal we learn that eyesight connects a person with a subject being viewed, and whatever one sees leaves an impression on his neshama, for better or worse. Thus, an ostrich can hatch its eggs just by looking at them. When Basya, King Pare's daughter, heard an infant's cry and opened a basket floating on the water, she was moved by a strong rachmanus for the baby. Though the Midah of Rachmanus is a Yiddish characteristic, Basya was able to feel it because looking at a tzaddik leaves a strong impression. The Navi Yeshaya says, "V'hoyu einecho royois es meirecho," your eyes should look upon your mentor. Chazal learned from here that much can be gained by seeing the face of a tzaddik, such as a Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi attributed his superior sharpness in learning, comparative to the other Tanoim, to his having seen Reb Meir's back. He added that if he had seen the face of Reb Meir, his mind would have become even sharper. Conversely, the Chachamim relied less on the teachings of Rav Sheshes that he heard after he lost his sight, since he was then unable to see the gestures that his Rebbe was making while teaching. Chazal relate how Yosef HaTzadik was saved from committing an Aveda when he saw the image of his father in a vision. In addition, Darizal writes that envisioning the image of one's Rebbe can help him understand a difficulty in learning. Edifar Bringen, the Rebbe, said that through envisioning the image of a Rebbe, one can be aroused in an exceptional way and have all obstacles removed. Speaking of the Friedeker Rebbe, the Rebbe said that even those who never saw him in real life can accomplish this by looking at a picture of him. A Yid who had committed many grievous avedis once asked the tzaddik Reb Moto Chernobler to show him a path to tshuva. Seeing his pan, the tzaddik told him, "I am too old to handle this. Go to the Ruzhiner and he will help you." The Yid traveled to the tzaddik of Ruzhin and gave him the note listing all his wrongdoings. After reading it, the tzaddik instructed the Yid that from that day on he should say every single word of davening and benching from a siddur, even the bracha of Asher Yotzar. He further instructed him to look at his face the entire time he was at his tish. The Yid did as the tzaddik had directed and reached great heights. In the Ukrainian city of Kremenchug, there lived many devout and learned Yidden, including generous philanthropists who funded the many communal needs. One of them, the exceptionally prosperous owner of a flour mill, had many dealings with elite Russian officials. Over time, he left the path of Yiddishkeit completely, and proud of his riches and impressive connections, spent his time socializing with Russian ministers. Once while in Petersburg for business, he heard that the Rebbe Rashab was then in town, staying in a hotel. Though steeped in worldly desires, he had a strong desire to see the Rebbe, who was known throughout the world for his wisdom and Kedusha. He arrived at the hotel when Chassidim were being admitted to Yechidus, but was refused entry by the Chassid in charge. The affluent businessman attempted to enter by force. Hearing the commotion, the Rebbe Rashab opened the door and motioned that he should be allowed in. As he entered and beheld the Rebbe, he was suddenly filled with awe and fear. He could not utter a word. The Rebbe calmed him and asked him why he had come. Finally, the Yid was able to reply, "I did not come for anything. I just came to see." The Rebbe gave him a bracha and he left. Years later, this wealthy man related, "From the moment I saw the Rebbe, I changed completely. Seeing his holy face made a deep impression on me. I have seen great ministers and leaders of the kingdom, but never felt any fear. Yet, when I saw the Rebbe, an intense awe overcame me, and I decided to change my ways. When I arrived home, I got rid of all my dishes and closed my mill on Shabbos." In due course, he became a proper Yid in every way and formed a strong connection to the Rebbe Rashab.